Put a finger down if you matched with the most beautiful, gorgeous woman you've ever seen in your life on Hinge and you shoot her a message saying, I'm gonna sue Spotify for not making you this week's hottest single. And then she responds to you and says, oh my gosh, that's the best pickup line I've ever heard. And then you're like, thanks, made it myself, even though you actually stole it off the internet. And then you say, let's go on a date sometime. And then she says, okay, sure, what do you wanna do? And then you're like, I don't know, let's go country line dancing. So you actually go country line dancing that Friday and you have a great time and you're dancing and you're like, wow, this woman is actually not only a great personality, but is even more attractive in person as well. So you really don't want to mess this up. So what do? You spit some game. Not just any kind of game. You decide to be super funny. So you start telling all these really good jokes and everything. You're having a great time together, dancing and everything. But one thing you did not know about her is that she has a little quirk. The kind of quirk that she cannot control her piss if she laughs too hard. Meaning, if she laughs too hard, she will pee her pants. So in the best joke you've ever said in your life, she laughs so hard that guess what happens? Yep. Not the full tinkle, but the full golden shower is released down upon her jeans. So you're like, dang, this is actually very unfortunate, but you still like her just as much. So you're like, hey, let's go back to my car. I'll wrap you in a blanket and everything. So she takes off the jeans, you put on the blanket, you keep her, you know, privacy because you're a very respectful person. And then you drive her back to the place, right, to her own house. And then you kind of say goodbye there and you're like, will I get a second date? Who knows? Anyways, the next week rolls around and you're like, I'm going to shoot a shot anyways, again. So you send her a message saying, hey, do you want to go out? Let's go get dinner or something. And then she actually says, sure. You're like, dang, I really better not mess this up. But the first day she did piss her pants. So hopefully that won't happen again. So you go to Chili's and you're having a beautiful, beautiful dinner and you're having a really good time talking to each other. And you really start to vibe really, really nicely. Even so much after that, you decide not to end the date right at Chili's. You go get ice cream afterwards and you have an ice cream and everything. And then you're like, okay, maybe we should go back. But it's one of those dates that you just don't want to end. You want the day to last as long as possible. And thankfully for you, it's $5 Tuesdays at Cinemark. So you both decide to go see a movie just like spontaneously, and it's super fun. And during the movie, you make the movie move where you put your arm around and you do that really cool thing. It's very, very cool. You feel super slick and you also hold hands and everything. And it's just a beautiful moment. So the movie finishes up and you decide to go back to the car, and on the way back you decide to bust out some of those moves you learned at the country line dancing again the other night, and you're like, you're just having a great time, you're laughing, and you get in one of those moods again where anything could just make you laugh. You know, even the most unfunny thing on earth could just make you laugh because you're just like in such a good mood, the vibes are just there, and you look at her and then you say, don't piss on me now. And that must have been the funniest thing she ever heard in her life, right? Because guess what happens? Yep, golden shower round two. The pissy princess declares her reign once more. So you're like, okay. So thankfully she was wearing the same jeans as last time, the piss ones that I guess are for that same thing. So she takes them off and you go back in the car, put in the blanket, and you actually left the ice cream in the car and you decide you're going to go take her home. But you look at the ice cream and something is wrong. Something is so wrong. You take the ice cream and then you lift it up and you see some weird reflection in the moonlight with the ice cream. And it makes you say,
Moonbeam ice cream.